Alright, hopefully our bandwidth will work and this will keep it nice and short there. Oh, it's recording already. Hello everyone, Lee Blackhall here for the Teachers of Health Professionals community. We have a latecomer to the session. Anne Williams, who teaches in occupational therapy, has submitted a text. I think it was to the panel Web Integrated Learning, yes?
Yes.
And Anne, what subject have you been teaching? And I think you've been using PebblePad, which is a Latrobe kind of e-portfolio system plus evidence folio system here, and tell us about that and the subject you've been teaching and how you've been using that particular tool.
Yes, so the subject's a third year subject in our double degree, which is a Bachelor of Health Sciences and a Master of Occupational Therapy Practice. So we have two cohorts of students really, students who are doing the 4 year program.
Yeah.
The double degree, and we also have graduates who have a completed degree elsewhere who come in for the 2 year program,
okay,
the Master of Occupational Therapy Practice.
Okay.
And in addition to that, we have students on our Bundoora campus here and also in Bendigo.
Okay.
So it's a diverse cohort, I guess that's one of the issues, of people of different ages, different educational, prior educational experiences, and we are trying to teach it across the two campuses. So the subject that I particularly coordinate in that year is called Enabling Change in Human Occupation.
Okay. It's a 15 credit point.
It's a 30 credit point subject.
30 credit points. So
yeah.
Those who aren't in the university sector so much, that's about 300 hours in a semester, or 300 hours of study in approximately 4 months or 5 months. I can't remember how long a semester goes for.
Yes. Yeah. We have a very unusual curriculum here too, because it is, the students are gaining a master's qualification, a master's level qualification in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's accelerated, so that they actually start studying in our third year in the beginning of February.
Yeah.
And they're just finishing next week is their last week.
Okay.
So it's a longer year, that, and they don't have the long semester break in the middle.
Yeah, righto. Okay, so the experiment you've done using PebblePad is fresh, hot off the press.
Yes.
And you're giving us your impressions from that.
So what happened was really last year in the department, and I guess I identified myself particularly, my colleagues may not like to identify themselves in this way, but I think we felt that really our use of web-based learning tools was non-existent fundamentally, other than obviously using systems like the learning management system, which is Moodle.
Files and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all our subjects have a Moodle, and we use those we use them, I was going to say quite effectively, but we use them.
Right.
But we're not using, haven't been using any other tools.
Okay.
And we felt that rather than undertaking, you know, one staff member goes off and spends, does a major project on developing, you know, a learning tool or one particular use of one project, that we should as a department try to engage as many staff as possible,
mm-hmm,
and begin thinking about how we might to present some of our curriculum using web-based learning tools. So that was the beginning premise.
And in that beginning premise, what can you recall what you meant by web-based learning tools? A lot of people in the faculty or university sectors generally would hear that and think, we use Moodle.
Yeah.
There it's done. So why are you making a distinction between Moodle and web-based tools?
Yes. Well, in hindsight, we possibly weren't aware as we could have been of the range of ways we could use Moodle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think a number of us were involved in a webinar from our discipline,
mm-hmm,
educators in our discipline, talking about the use of social media.
Yep.
And that's opened the door on a huge, you know, blogs, wikis,
yep,
YouTube. We were thinking about, we were also thinking about just our skills in videoing ourselves, videoing content in classes, and
mm-hmm,
videoing presentations, and using those things. So I guess Moodle just seemed one small thing in this huge array of potential.
Of the web.
Of the web,
so you're interested in integrating all of that stuff that's on the web,
yes,
into Moodle or whatever your
central
platform.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay, so out of that though, you chose PebblePad,
yes,
one one small thing, that web thing.
Yes.
Why did you, out of that premise then?
Go with PebblePad. It was, I mean, there were a number of factors. There was a bit of a time urgency to come up with something.
There always is.
We had another staff member here, Tracy Fortune, was using PebblePad in another subject. Mm-hmm. Getting students to record a web folio page about their occupations, and so that was starting there. Mm-hmm. We knew that PebblePad was well supported by the university mm-hmm. in terms of support for us
mm-hmm.
And support for students, although interestingly students I think found it hard to find or to use that support. And we particularly wanted, and in reflection, I'm not sure that PebblePad was the best resource for doing this, but we wanted students to be able to create resources and share them amongst themselves, and we thought that PebblePad offered that. And additionally, our students in Bendigo had used PebblePad in the year before, so it was a little bit like PebblePad was running along in the background.
It was already being used.
Thought, got to get going. What can we do? We don't, you know, I just said, personally, my knowledge of all the tools was very limited.
Mm-hmm.
My personal use of them is limited,
mm-hmm.
growing slowly, but so it was, let's go with this. And there was some interest amongst staff, several staff members, and that was also part of the idea to capture more than one person.
Yeah, okay. All right, you mentioned a couple of things. One thing stuck in my mind is part of the intent was to have students create web pages that you were calling folios so that they could see each other's work. Now, that is possible in PebblePad, so why was that not so evident in the...
No, it is possible, and no, I think that's been issues with the way we've actually set up the assignments PebblePad.
So it's not and so much PebblePad didn't...
No. There's been some timing issues, so I don't think we really were aware at the beginning of how long it would take us to think through some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think most people aren't aware of that. Yeah.
So what's happened now is the students have actually across the year, and not just in my subject but in some other subjects, they have created three separate PebblePad resources.
Yep.
And of those, two of them are going to be... we've created another PebblePad site where we're saving resources, and they will be open access to the students to use.
As examples of good work.
Yes, as examples of good work. And our students in their next year go out and spend 16 weeks on placements, working in clinical facilities full time.
Wow.
So these are resources that we feel that they may find useful.
Here we go. This is what I'm worried about.
The time.
Here we are again for part three after our second rude interruption. It was probably cut off because I started raving on about something. Over to you, Anne. You wanted to give us
the final point. The final point I wanted to make was that I feel like the next step, apart from us as a department thinking about which systems we might use, so that's a bigger picture issue, but I think personally I would like to work with a group of colleagues and have a project where we look at increasing our own knowledge mm-hmm. of web resources, so that I might use personally and professionally.
Because people like that.
I want to do, and I really think it's, you know, it's got potential for us to write a case study I think there's nothing like if I learn how to use them effectively for myself professionally,
mm-hmm.
it will become much clearer to me what choices there are that I can use educationally. So that's what I think
it's wise words, Anne. So you can help me find these people around the faculty out there looking for a while. Okay, thanks very much, Anne, for telling us about and being so frank and open about your experiences with that and where you'd like to go with that. So hopefully, there's not much time to watch this video before the panel, but obviously after the panel, and Anne will be joining the panel on web integrated learning to be speaking about this again and in a live audience setting. See you then.
Thanks, Lee.